I'm Marco Werman with The World. For the next few minutes, we're going to hear about a series of beautiful photographs that illustrate a harsh reality many would prefer to ignore. The photographs are by Andrew Morosik and Juan Jose Barboza Gubo. They focus their lenses on the LGBTQ community in Peru. Hate crimes against that community are very common. And as Barboza Gubo explains, those crimes often go unpunished.
If you're gay or trans, or if you're part of the LGBTQ community in my country, and something bad happens to you, you go to the police, and the police do not even pay attention to you. There are all these crimes happening every day, and nobody cares. That's the last thing that they want to hear. And what we are trying to show the community is that this happens everywhere, every day.
Some of the photographs in the series depict places throughout Peru where gay or transgender people were murdered. The images themselves may not be graphic, says Morosik, but they're just one part of the story.
Some are just really beautiful, simple landscapes. We try to make sure that the image itself, for what it is a beautiful image. But the image is sort of heavily dependent on the text and the caption that goes along with it. And for us, I think a big turning point for us was the younger people who were killed. One of the last shoots that we did was in a town called Chachapoyas, which is up in the mountains in northern Peru. And it's about a 9-hour drive up a mountain from the nearest major town. And there a 19-year-old boy was dismembered. He was rolled into a mattress, dumped into a field, and burned. Again, he was 19 years old.
Another part of the series includes portraits of transgender women in Lima. And in these images, some of the women are presented in an almost sacred light. They are literally portrayed as Catholic religious icons. One subject appears wearing a crown of thorns, like Jesus. Others are shown posing as the Virgin Mary. The photographs clearly send a message to the Catholic Church, an institution that has long been openly hostile to gay and transgender people. Or as Morosik puts it,
utilizing their oppressors' tools to elevate them. And for the church to use things like crowns or beautiful capes and veils to highlight people who they would consider saints or the Mother of Christ or what have you, we felt that those objects, they belong to the people. They belong to all of us. And as churches will celebrate saints, we wanted to celebrate these women in that way.
Beyond sending a message to the Catholic Church, Barboza Gubo hopes these portraits will also provide a real-life boost to LGBTQ Peruvians.
I feel that they just live a life surviving. They don't have anything that they can relate to. There is no icon. There is not a hero. So there is something that we are, again, trying to create for them, trying to make them believe that there is something that they can see that is like so beautiful that they relate to and that they want to be like that image.
Photographer Juan Jose Barboza Gubo and before him Andrew Morosik. Their work is currently on exhibit at the Wagner Gallery at New York University. If you can't get there, you can also see some of their powerful photographs from Peru at PRI.org.